Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. I'm Will Kohlmeyer, the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. We've got a lot to discuss in this week's show, and our leadoff hitter, and yeah, there's maybe a little pun intended there, is our head baseball coach, Richie Harrelson. Although, Richie, I know at Ole Miss you hit in every part of the order except leadoff, but welcome to the show.
Thanks, Will. Glad to be here.
Well, it's hard to believe that 1 week from today, it's the season opener. Can you believe it's already here?
Yeah, it's amazing how time flies, especially when you're having fun.
Well, I know we had you on a couple months ago in the fall semester, and how about bringing us all up to date on how the preseason camp is coming along?
It is going really well. We've been very fortunate here. We've made some changes to our indoor facility, and so we put some lifts in there to get the nets up off the floor. And, you know, the first 2 weeks it was rain and snow. We didn't miss a beat, Craig Ellis-Sass, our vice president, got with a couple of guys in our maintenance department and Coach Ford, and they all got together, and we helped put those winches in. And so it is unbelievable how much work we've gotten done in there the last 2 weeks.
Boy, it's nice when the administration and athletics, they work hand-in-hand here at Northeast.
Absolutely.
What's impressed you the most when you look at this year's squad in this preseason camp as we get ready for the season opener?
Just their mental approach. It's been really good. These young men, they want to do well. They want to please. They show up early to practice. They work hard. So it's a good group to be around. They're a lot of fun.
Now, in those staff meetings, how about some concerns? Where do they lie coming into the season?
Just probably the biggest concern is how young our team is overall. You know, we've got 12 quality pitchers this year. Probably, I'd say 8 to 9 of those guys are freshmen, so they're going to get their feet wet pretty quick.
And they will. And, of course, this first month of the season, you're trying to get everything fine-tuned before division play begins. What do you hope to see in this first month of the season?
I just want to see these guys compete. And I want to see them have fun, and I want to see them play together as a team. That's really important. There's going to be some ups and downs first, just because they're going to be nervous, and there's going to be some things that might not quite go their way like they did when they were in high school. But I just want to see them go out and compete and have fun and pull for each other.
That'd be great. And, of course, you've got a couple guys who've already signed nice D1 scholarships, so I know you'll lean on those guys.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're really counting on those guys. You know, over the Christmas holidays, we just had another young man commit to Mississippi College as a middle infielder. So that's Parker Habistrow. So we're excited for him. I don't know if anybody even knows that yet, but he's committed. And he's going to school down there next year.
Wonderful, excellent. Well, I know there's nothing like the excitement of opening day. You experienced it at the highest level, not only as a Division I player in the SEC, of course, coaching D1, but also here, and it'll be here 1 week from today. It's just a special time, isn't it?
There's no doubt. You know, I've had the privilege to coach my son in Little League, and I've had the privilege of playing at Division I. And opening day, it doesn't matter whether you're 12 years old or 44 years old. Opening day is opening day, and everybody gets excited.
Well, in case for some of the folks listening out there that can't make it to the Northeast campus a week from today for the season opener, don't forget you can watch it on NEMCCTV.com. Well, of course, not only the best wishes heading your way for the next week's season opener, but all spring long, and we'll get you back here on Tiger Talk to kind of give us an update along the way.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Our next guest is Morgan Kramer. She's in her third year as a history instructor here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. She's also the Cultural Arts Committee Chair. Before we talk about that, I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here, Morgan, and obviously this is a big month coming up when it comes to cultural arts programming here at Northeast. Of course, February is Black History Month, and I know we've got a couple different programs on the docket. Let's talk about, first of all, your guest speaker. You've got a terrific speaker lined up to head to Heinz Hall later in February on February 26th.
Yes, we do. We are so excited to have Dr. Alicia Steele. She is a journalism professor at Ole Miss, and she has a book out that was recently released, I believe, and it's called Delta Jewels. And this book is an excellent book. It's a really good look at some important Mississippians, those church mothers, as she calls them, in the Delta. And this book was inspired by her grandmother, but it has some really important ideas about, you know, race and and the importance of women, and she is just a dynamic speaker. She's so amazing in front of a crowd, and she's just great. We're really, really excited to have her.
No question about that. That's at 6:30, February 26th at Hines Hall. Now, the next night, kind of playing off of the of Dr. Steele, you're going to have a panel discussion, and that'll start at 5:30, actually 5 o'clock, with the hors d'oeuvres. Talk a little bit about that next night.
Yeah, so one of the things that we have here at Northeast is the Nutrition and Wellness Center, and it's a really cool place. I don't know if you guys have talked about it quite yet on the show, but it's across the street from Little Caesars. That's the best way to tell people to get there here in Boonville. And so we wanted to use that space as part of something for cultural arts. And so we decided to have a panel discussion. That's something that we have done in the past at Northeast, and we wanted to bring it back. And so we have 3, possibly 4 panelists coming, and we're going to be giving our panelists questions that are crafted using themes from Dr. Steele's presentation. And they're going to be answering audience questions as well. And that'll start at 5:30. And we have some incredible panelists who have tremendous life experiences and are professionals in the field and who work in the communities, and they're just wonderful. And so we're really excited about that. So that'll start at 5:30, and then at 5 we're going to be serving hors d'oeuvres, and the community is absolutely welcome at that as well.
Wonderful. That's February 27th. So that takes care of our programming for Black History Month here at Northeast. But I know later in the spring you've got something else on the docket. You've got a presentation set on April 17th.
Yes. So on April 17th, we have Dr. Bo Morgan from the University of Southern Mississippi coming. And Dr. Morgan, I've actually known him for a few years because he was a professor at Delta State when I was there some years ago. And he is a really cool guy, and he has really cool research. And his presentation has a funny title. It's I don't want to get this wrong. It is Mississippi, too big to be a country, too big to be an insane asylum, too small to be a country. And so this presentation will focus on some Mississippians who are maybe infamous or some famous, but some infamous as mm-hmm. well. And that's sure to be a lot of fun. Oh, yes. And that'll be in Hines Hall, too.
That's April 17th. Now, you stay extremely busy, obviously, Morgan. We talked about you being the committee chair for the cultural arts, your co-director, one of the co-directors of the Honors Institute, but you're also a history instructor. So we got to talk a little history, and I know you've got a subcommittee to that cultural arts committee here. You got a special project that's coming up that you've been working on. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, Carla Faulkner, who is a history instructor here, and she's also the chair of the Social Behavioral and Applied Sciences Division, and Jeffrey Powell, who is heading up Northeast iPad Initiative and is, you know, Northeast tech guru.
No doubt about that.
They have been working with the National Park Service on developing a virtual reality interpretation for the contraband camp, the bronze statues that are there in Corinth that are connected with the Civil War Interpretive Center. And so they have been doing a lot of research, and they enlisted the help of one of Northeast's own, Dr. Kehoe, an English instructor here. Her husband, George, is a playwright, and so he wrote scripts for them. And they'll be doing filming for that in May. And then in September, what we're working on is programming for the rollout of this virtual reality. And on September, I believe it's the 23rd, we are going to be having a big kickoff for this virtual reality for the contraband camp. And we're also working right now to develop lesson plans that K-12 teachers will be able to use in their classrooms that will help them teach about the Corinth contraband camp more specifically.
Wow, that is wonderful. We'll look forward to that, and we'll, of course, we'll touch on that when we get a little closer to that. But I can't thank you enough for your time, Morgan. Appreciate all your efforts in all these different areas, and all the best coming up with those two big events next month in Black History Month here at the college.
Well, thank you, Will. Thanks for having me.
Time now to bring in my teammate in the Marketing and Community Relations Department here at Northeast, Kenny Paulgino. Welcome aboard, partner.
Thanks, Will. Great to be here.
Always great to have you. Part of every show here, you always talk about what's coming up here at Northeast, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But I got to ask you, you've been helping out the recruiting office. Georgie Carroll, Rebecca Elliott, of course, Beth Benson. You're playing dot-to-dot with these high schools all around the area.
Yeah, it's been busy this past week, and, of course, the next 3 to 4 weeks, me and my buddy growing up, Austin Beasley, who works in the counseling center, me and him are going to start traveling and recruiting at these local high schools. So it's great to go out and, you know, get away from the office a little bit, but also, you know, represent and tell these high schools what Northeast is about. And, of course, it's, you know, it's great now with the iPad initiative. You know, you kind of tell the kids about that. And, you know, the four-day weeks, they love that. That's their favorite part of every meeting. So it's been kind of busy, and look forward to continue going to all these schools.
Yeah, you're doing a wonderful job. And you're right, Northeast has so much to offer. And so that's great that you're out there on the recruiting front with the ladies in our recruiting department here at Northeast. I know Valentine's Day will be here before we know it. And from our culinary arts program, boy, they're offering a nice tasty treat for Valentine's Day.
Yes, they are. It's the Valentine's Day goodies, and I think this is the second year they've done it.
I think so.
But they are selling goodies bags, and all the orders have to be in by the 5th, or the 2nd through the 5th of February, which is Valentine's Day is the 14th, of course. They're having goodie bag sales, which is a small bag is $5, a large bag is $10. So they have like Oreo balls, sugar cookies, you know, chocolate candy shaves. So if you get a small bag, you get, you know, as many, a large bag, I think it's 3 of each. And then also they have chocolate-covered cherries, 15 in a pack, and that's $10. And also they're selling fudge separate. It's $5 an order. So remember, all the orders are due by the 5th of February, and deliveries will be made the 13th and the 14th.
How about that? That sounds yummy. No question about that. Basketball. Let's talk a little athletics. Of course, last night did not play the Northeast men and women, but we'll be back at home this Thursday night hosting Cahoma. Boy, if we could have another electric atmosphere like we had in the last home game at ICC, that would be fun as well. But we begin the second trip through division play this Thursday night.
Yes, big game, of course. Trying to bounce back. The men, you know, big game, especially for them. The girls have been playing pretty steady. So anxious to see if the girls can continue to playing great and be a big matchup. Hope everybody can come out. And, of course, you said electric atmosphere. We had a lot of people at gym was packed. So hopefully that will continue for this week. And also we go to Northwest the 5th. So it's kind of just a look ahead there. That'll be another big one since Northwest came in and scooped one from us here at home. So
that's right on that. Exactly right on that men's game. That was quite a matchup. But the women will try to complete the season sweep. That'll be next Monday, and then a week from Thursday, of course, not too early. Special reunion. The state championship team from back in 81-82 on the men's side have a special reunion on February the 8th at Bonner Arnold.
Yes, sir. We're saying this, you know. Announcing this kind of early so you can make plans to be there. You want to be here to honor these guys. The state championship team from 81 and 82 will be there Thursday, February 8th. And I think we're going to honor them between games, right before the men's game, right?
I believe so.
So that will be a big contribute to them and to see all of them back, you know, and friendly faces where they can, you know, hang out with each other.
That'd be wonderful. So we'll keep track of that. Of course, earlier we mentioned about baseball, Richie Harrelson. Baseball team will open their season a week from today. So will Jody Long and the softball team. In fact, Jody will be on our show next week. Both season openers a week from today. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's crazy. Basketball, you know, is on the downhill side. And now baseball and softball are starting up. So, I mean, you're about to get really busy going to all these games. We're going to have to do the double duty.
And there's no question. Of course, February 6th, we talked about opening day for baseball and softball. The next day is National Signing Day. I know the football coaches here have been out and about all over recruiting, seen quite a few, some really big-time recruits that we've had on campus at our basketball games. So we, of course, wish Coach Davis and his staff all the best getting ready for National Signing Day, which will be on February the 7th.
It'll be anxious to see the rest of the signees they get. course, ICC night, basketball. We had a lot of signees. Talked to, of course, my fellow alumni, Doug Saylor, who graduated the University of Georgia. And so we got some good recruits coming in. So, as you said, basketball, baseball, softball, and football already starting up here in Tigerland.
No doubt. Speaking of Tigers, speaking of Northeast, we sponsor a lot of the area big-time tournaments. I know the Lighthouse Classic up in Corinth. Of course, this past weekend, New Albany was the place to be on Saturday. Some terrific boys basketball at the Hotbed Classic. And once again, Northeast, a big-time sponsor.
Yes, sir. Glad me and you could go to that together and, of course, get on the court after games and kind of present some of the MVP trophies. Really, really good players, and I wish all those kids, you know, the best in their future. And a lot of them are signing, you know, D1 contracts and stuff. So good luck to all of them.
Absolutely. I hope some of them will wind up here and play for the black and gold of Northeast. Appreciate your time. Hang in there, partner.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. In our next segment, we're going to focus on our C2C program here at Northeast, which falls under the workforce umbrella here at the college. C2C stands for Counseling to Career. And joining me now in our Tiger Talk studios is Cassandra Evans, who is the C2C Youth Activities Coordinator. And I know you brought in one of your success stories, Brady McCarley. We'll talk to Brady in just a bit. But first of all, Cassandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Will.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a lot to get to, and let's get right to it. We talked about what C2C stands for. What exactly is the C2C program?
The C2C program is an out-of-school youth program funded through Three Rivers and the Mississippi Partnership Workforce Development Area. The program is for youth ages 16 to 24 who want to improve their learning and work skills that can lead to employment, college, and the military.
Okay. This program serves what group? What's the population?
Youth who are not attending school or enrolled in any school. This excludes Youth Bill, Job Corps, adult education, and high school equivalency programs. Again, the youth will need to be age 16 to 24, and they must meet one of the following categories: a school dropout, a youth who is within the age of compulsory school attendance, but has not attended school for at least the most recent complete school year calendar quarter, an individual who is subject to the juvenile or adult justice system, a homeless, runaway, in foster care, or has aged out of the foster care system, or is in an out-of-home placement, a youth who is pregnant or parenting, an individual with a disability, a youth who have obtained a secondary school diploma or its recognized equivalent, who is low income or basic skill deficient, or English language learner. And lastly, a low income individual who requires additional assistance to enter and complete an educational program that is also needing to hold employment.
Okay, so those are all of the groups that C2C targets. What about the services offered through our C2C program?
Our goal is to provide one-on-one counseling that actually helps the youth with short-term and long-term career goals. We also include military exploration if that's the student is interested in going into that career field. Each of our youth, they're offered the 14 required WIA program elements and locally required elements including work ethics and work keys testing. The work ethics training includes 9 topics that deal with the workplace. And also during work ethics training, the youth who are lacking basic literacy skills can be provided tutoring to increase reading, math, and language scores. Once the work ethics training is complete, the youth will receive a certificate of completion. Youth who lack their high school diploma and haven't yet received a high school equivalency, they'll be referred to one of our adult ed classes located in our 5-county service area, Alcorn, Prentice, Tippah, Tishomingo, and Union. We also offer paid work experience. It is offered to our youth. Our C2C coaches, they go out and they find work sites where our youth can receive one-on-one training from the employer who will then help them understand the work environment. We want to provide our youth with the opportunity to enter a career pathway, start college, enter military, increase work rate wages, and obtain employment. Our youth will be able to obtain industry and national certifications, such as the CRC, Career Readiness Certificate, IC3 certification, OPEC Employability Skills, and Customer Service certifications, and then our Smart Start Pathway certifications.
Wow. Okay. And you talked in there about C2C coach. I know you were, you're 21 years, almost 21 years here in the Northeast family. And you had six of those, I believe, with the C2C program. You first of all started as a coach, C2C coach, and now the youth activities coordinator. So you've seen this program grow. Let's just talk a little bit about how, if someone, if they know of someone that's interested in this program, what's the best way that they can contact you?
The best way to contact me, they can reach me at 662-720-7574. And we also have C2C coaches in each of our five county areas that I listed earlier. In Alcorn County, Ms. Deanne Smith, she's at our Northeast at Corinth facility, and she can be reached at 662-696-2314. Prentice County, Ms. Allison Coleman, she's located at our main campus at Northeast at Boonville, and she can be reached at 662-720-7329. In Tippah County, Mr. Sean Davis, he's located at our Northeast at Ripley facility and can be reached at 662-837-0081. For Tishomingo County, Ms. Laura Hudson, she's at our mobile unit at Northeast at Iuka, and she may be contacted at 662-424-9977. And lastly, in Union County, Mr. Chad Nolan is located at our facility at Northeast at New Albany, and he may be reached at 662-692-1501.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate all the efforts that you put in on a daily basis, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now, let's bring in, of course, we always like to talk about our student success stories here at Tiger Talk, and we've got one of those here today. In fact, Brady McCarley, he is one of the C2C success stories. And first of all, Brady, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
I'm curious to hear about your story, Brady, and how did Northeast Community College become part of that story?
Well, I dropped out of high school when I was in the ninth grade. I missed a couple weeks. I have type 1 diabetes, so I thought I was getting behind and wasn't really ready to go back to school. So I dropped out and started homeschooling, and then I saw a sign about the GED program here at Northeast. And then I had to go through the Smart Start program before I could start taking the classes to get my GED. So they offered the C2C program, and they paid me weekly for going to school in Walmart cards.
How about that?
Well, yes, sir.
Well, and you're originally from Alabama. You live now in Belmont. But that, I mean, just hearing that part of the story, I mean, that's huge what Northeast can do to help you in this transition to becoming where you are right now, a full-time student.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that process, if you will. What was that whole process like for you as a student trying to get back into the swing of things? First of all, to get that GED, and then with the C2C, and now where you're a full-time student this semester?
Well, the whole thing was I had got to a point to where I wanted to get a job and go and get my college education, because most jobs nowadays require at least a two-year degree. So I come up here and talked to Miss Cassandra and got enrolled, filled out all the paperwork, and then went through the Smart Start class, which was 3 weeks. And then I moved on to the GED classes after I got my certificate in the Smart Start.
Well, when I mentioned that you're now a full-time student, you had a big grin on your face.
Yes, sir.
Maybe let our listeners hear what that grin stands for.
The grin's mostly knowing that I've accomplished something that I wanted to do since I was younger but didn't get to after I dropped out of high school. And now I'm at a place to where I'm learning in the classroom with teachers that are beyond excellent and are great with everybody in the classroom.
That's wonderful. Well, you definitely have an inspiring story. And now that you're a full-time student here at Northeast, just keep up the wonderful work. And we're so proud of you, and continued success, Brady.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Now, with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. Special thanks to Michael Miller and to Jeffrey Powell for all their help behind the scenes each week. So for Richie Harrelson, Morgan Kramer, Kenny Paulgino, Cassandra Evans, and Brady McCarley, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.